pity, 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 to be gone when the committee comes to welcome you with speeches and bouquets. Oh, the sorrow, 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 to be sleeping late tomorrow while the bishop is propounding his cliches. Oh, the sadness to be missing all that hand and bottom kissing at the Earl of Piffle's teas from 4 to 5. I say, wouldn't it be ducky if a man could be that lucky to get out of this world alive? Safe from connoisseurs all rushing with their gabble and their gushing over paintings not worth flushing down the drain. It is worth a slight interment to be out of all that ferment, lying peaceful in the blessed subterrane. Just avoiding maharajas and obsequious old codgers takes a lot of witty twitty to survive. But what a bloody joy forever if a man could be that clever to get out of this world alive. To escape the phony clutches of an artsy, craftsy duchess at the annual regatta on the Thames. I'd lie gladly in your casket while the horsey set at Ascot flaunt their fripperies and fropperies and gems. If this culture has the features of a vulture, should a creature be indicted for attempting to contrive to do a little switching with his butler if he's itching to get out of this world alive? To get out of this world alive.